I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Connecticut Garden Journal. While lawn care is on many homeowners' minds this time of year, another type of grass should also be considered. Ornamental grasses are popular for good reason. They're fast growers with beautiful leaves, and most importantly, attractive flower heads that are also good as cut flowers. They bloom now and stay beautiful throughout the winter. The key to growing ornamental grasses is getting the right variety. Some ornamental grasses, such as Little Bluestem, only grow a few feet tall and look great in a low flower border. Others, such as Japanese Silvergrass, can grow 8 feet tall and make an attractive visual hedge. There is concern that some ornamental grasses, such as Northern Oatgrass and Fountain Grass, are invasive. They either self-sow rampantly or spread by roots. It's best to look for clumping types of grasses or those that don't self-sow easily. Here are some of my favorites. Carl Forrester feathered reedgrass grows 5 feet tall with spiky tan-colored flower heads that don't self-sow readily. I mentioned Little Bluestem before. It has blue, green, orange, and red-colored leaves that turn bronzy orange in fall. The feathery flowers are favorites of birds. For something tall, try Miscanthus strictus or porcupine grass. It has white and yellow banded leaves and produces fluffy pink-colored flower heads in fall. Unlike other fountain grasses, this 6 to 8 foot tall variety has sterile seeds. Ornamental grasses grow best in part to full sun. They're drought tolerant, amenable to most soils, and most importantly, deer resistant. Cut back the plants in late winter after you've enjoyed them. Next week on the Connecticut Garden Journal, I'll be talking about jack-o'-lanterns. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.